Okay, everyone, welcome to our advanced coaching webinar or live video webcast now. That's it for September. Now, check it out. So the recorded version of this, you see the slides, you hear the audio, but you actually GoToWebinar doesn't record the video portion. So to actually see the video part, if you want to see the video part, but that's me right now on this webcam, then you actually have to attend live. It's not going to be in the recorded version, but the rest of it, the audio and the webcast is all set up. So, you know, tonight we're talking about the blind spot. And let me just make sure, I want to check with our questions, make sure everything's good. Okay, perfect. So I want to ask you tonight, you know, I talked to Paula last week and I love the feedback that each of you give, you know, and we're at the cusp of a wave. And when I talk about a wave, I really mean that there's moments in life where you seize the moment or you don't. And I remember when I was playing Division I soccer. So I got a full scholarship and there I was a sophomore and there was a senior goalkeeper and I really wanted to play. I didn't want to sit on the bench. I didn't want to lose a year of eligibility. I felt, you know, if I felt I needed to do that, I would have, and I felt I could win the starting position. So the coach already made his decision that the senior keeper was going to be the starting keeper. So I went, I didn't complain at practice. I trained my butt off in training camp. I gave everything I could. And he still decided that the keeper was going to be the starting keeper. He didn't really give me a chance. And this was preseason. So one night I went to his house and his name, Coach Marwan Assad, and I knocked on his door and I said, "Coach, do you have a moment?" He said, "Yeah, whatever, Mark. What do you like to talk about?" I said, "Well, I understand that you want to have Louise as a starter. And I feel that I can perform better. I feel that I can earn the starting spot and I'd like one opportunity." That's it. I said, "Just give me one opportunity. And if you're not happy with my performance, I'll sit proudly on the bench. I'll come in when you want me to and I'll be the backup keeper." And I'm a sophomore. He's a senior. So he said, okay. He liked that I had the courage to ask him. He said, "I'm going to give you an opportunity to start the next game." And he said, because you asked that, based upon your performance, I'm going to decide whether you're going to play or not. But I'm going to warn you, if you don't play well, then you'll probably never see another minute of the whole season. So talk about pressure. So I went in there. This is before. I didn't meet Abby yet. I met her a few months later. And I just went in and I literally had the best game of my life, I'd say. Probably not the best game, but close to it. I seized the moment. And the story that I learned from that was that from that moment, I immediately earned my spot into the starting rotation. Now we alternated Louise and I the next couple games, but that broke him that game. And I'm saying this in a good spirit. He's a great friend of mine, still a great goalkeeper. But what I ended up doing is I seized my moment and I earned my spot and I started every game for the rest of my career playing collegiate soccer. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because in life there's moments. When we launched Body Confidence, and I know Paula can attest to this and Abby as well and our whole team, is there was a moment and we seized that moment. Right now, when we sit here in September 2014, we have a book coming out in 8 months. And we changed the title a little bit. It's still the same, Why Kids Make You Fat. We added Why Kids Make You Fat and How to Get Your Body Back. I wasn't happy with what you could do about it. So we said, Why Kids Make You Fat and How to Get Your Body Back. Your 8-week run to lose your bloat, melt your belly, live your life. And there's some exciting stuff that I'll be sharing over this next 8 months and the strategy and the launch, but everything we're doing, it's about partnering with each of you. We have a massive campaign that we're going to launch next July at Ideal World. Everything that's happening, this is the moment and the wave is starting now. So the goal of this webinar is going to be very clear and simple. Everyone that's part of our community, we're in this together. And you can choose what game you want to play. You can choose what level you want to play, where you want to be. It's totally up to you. But what I want to share with you is this. If you want to play the big game, if you really want to seize the moment and be part of this wave, then there's going to be some action items that I'm going to strongly suggest that you take on and that you implement this month. Now, if you don't, please, look, you're always part of this community. But if you want to play this game, let's discover your blind spot and let's set you up to win this month so that you can seize the moment. Had a great talk with Jennifer Fleischer today. And I had everything I'm going to share with you right now is what I shared with her today in a phone conversation. Okay, cool. I want to make sure that we're good with audio. Does that sound good to everybody? Everyone excited? Okay, perfect. Oh, I love that. Don McGee's flying, so she can't see the, she's flying in there, so she actually can't see the video. Okay, perfect. So the first thing, and I'm going to make this interactive, is I want you to think about what the goals are going to be. So we're going to cover three simple things. I know I said five strategies, but I changed it a bit based upon some conversations, and I want to keep this laser focused. About a 20-minute interactive webinar right now. Number one, discovering your blind spot. So I'm going to explain what that means. Finding your perfect customer, and I'll give you the examples, and creating a product. Now, not just a product that you sell, but a product that you give away free, an opt-in product. I'm going to lead you every step of the way. And then in October, I'm going to tell you with how we take it to the next thing. So what we're going to go on for the next 8 months is a journey together. And the intensity is going to rise and rise each and every month. And the ones that really want to seize the moment, this is your moment. I'm telling you right now, you've never heard me say it in all the years that we've been a part of this community. I said it in Body Confidence. 4 years later, I'm saying it again now. This is a moment you want to seize. Now, when we look at discovering your blind spot. I had a conversation with JJ Virgin, who her book Sugar Impact comes out, and I just love how JJ's cutting edge. And we were talking about how we, as experts, and we're all experts here, we listen to other experts. But I was sitting with Alex Ochard, who to me is an internet marketing guru, like a genius of geniuses. And he just broke me down. He said, Mark, look, you've accomplished a lot in your career. You travel, you speak, you have a powerful community, you have a massive list, you've done well, New York Times bestselling book, yada, yada, yada. He said, good job. He said, but your online presence is not where it needs to be. You can be better. You have to work harder. You have to become sharper with what you decide and how you do things. So what you're gonna see over the next 3 months is an entire new online presence for Venice Nutrition, for the Mark McDonald site, and the new site we're gonna launch, Why Kids Make You Fat. And it's gonna work, tie in perfectly to your brand and your business, all in the spirit of the partnership. But you're gonna see us getting really, really tight. Because my blind spot was that we've done really well. Every year we grow, our community grows, we have fun together. But my blind spot was I'm not strong. I wasn't strong enough on the online presence because I was giving away too much of my time. I'm traveling too much, I'm speaking. And what ends up happening is every day I speak and I travel, I need a day or two to recover. Look, I'm not a young spring chicken anymore. I'm young at heart, but I'm 42. And you know, even when I was 20, I felt the same way. But the bottom line is that when I travel, I need to recover. So when I give a lot of energy, I need to recover. So I have to control where that energy is. So my blind spot was getting sharper and tighter with where I spend my time and letting my online presence start doing the work for me and for us. Venice Nutrition Partnerships, Mark McDonald Partnerships, all of us doing it together. So the question I have for you is this. The blind spot is an area where a person's view is obstructed. That's the definition. So three questions, and let's go through each one. I want this to be interactive. I want you to write down, what are you not seeing? So let's see some of the stuff. So write down right now some stuff that you think you're not seeing. Let's see what's coming in. Right now in your business, what do you think you're not seeing? Let me see, anyone can put in something. Okay, we have Rhonda here. And if you're listening to the recorded version, simply the same thing. Write this down. A greater way to create a funnel. I love that, Rhonda. So that's something you're not seeing. Dan Miller, the near misses, the missed opportunities. I love that. So right now, the potential, Mark Regan. I love, that's a good one. That's a vision. So we all have, the first question you ask yourself with your blind spot is, what are you not seeing? Now, the next question is this. What's the number one thing you need to build your business? So as you're defining what you're not seeing, now that I want you to put this, what's the number one thing you need? Let's see what people say on that. The number one thing you need to build your business. Not 10, give me the number one thing. Hillary Schaffer, I love Hillary from watching Time. Perfect, so Hillary needs time. Dan needs exposure, okay? Tracy, website, Tracy and Mark Regan, website. What else? Funnel, Sherry McCants. Exposure, Kim Mossimum. What else? Website. Okay, so you've identified what you're not seeing, and now you're looking at the number one thing you need to build your business. Now, before I get to the third question, I want you to ask yourself this. So let's, for example, let's say Sharon Jones has more exposure. Sharon, I want you to then put, that's the number one thing you need. What is more exposure going to give you? So if you put, I need more exposure, I know Dan Miller said that too. What is that going to give you? Someone put, Tracy Reagan put website. What is that going to give you? So ask yourself a follow-up question on that. Let's see what that is. Chance for more clients, Sharon. Okay. Clients, mark a following. An increased residual revenue and more time freedom. Creativity and development. Need something to get better response. Following up. Okay, so when we start looking at what you're not seeing and what's the number one thing you need to build your business, and then you say exposure, and that's going to get you more clients, what you have to start asking yourself is then what does that give you? Okay, so I want you to start thinking about your blind spot. Now, the third question is this. How can you streamline your time, energy, and message? So right now, please think about that and write that down. How can you streamline your time, energy, and message? Let's see the answers to that. Social media, okay? What else? Stay focused on my daily action plan. Okay, what else? Next one. Discipline. Strict schedule. What else? Coordinate program. Consistency. Identify what's not important. Jen Fleischer, that's a great one. So this is what I'm gonna break down how I answer these questions. And let me just share, there's no right or wrong. And the next slides are gonna help you define this even tighter. When I say what I wasn't seeing, when I look at what I was not seeing, is I was not seeing my focus on speaking to the perfect customer. And I'm gonna explain what that is on the next slide. What I was missing was I was trying to be everything to everybody. So you guys know my story when I wrote Body Confidence and as an athlete and then watching my mom and then Abby with fibromyalgia. And what happens is Venice is phenomenal for what it can provide everyone. We know the program will work for everyone. But what I forgot to see is that it was only really being accepted by a certain type of population, the perfect customer. Which is why you see the 8-week run exploding with the weight loss market. And I'm gonna explain that on my next slide. But my point is what I was not seeing was I was not being focused on my perfect customer based upon the offerings that I was prepared to give. The second, the one thing that we needed to build our business to the next level. And remember, this is this fun thing. See, I've done a lot, guys, when you look at what we've accomplished. But I'm always growing. I'm always evolving. I'm looking for the edge on every level, how to be more efficient, better. So as we're all in this together, we learn from each other. What's the number one thing? We needed a sharper online presence. We needed to create a better way. And I'm going to show you at the end of this webinar the new version of the Martin McDonald TV site that you'll see. And we're going to copy. And the Venice site will be similar to this concept. But you're going to love it, I think, compared to what Martin McDonald TV is now, compared to where it is. I'm going to show you a screenshot of it. I think you'll love it and get a clear understanding of what I'm talking about. And then how can I streamline my time, energy, and message? Videos. Webinars. So I think we can all agree that a webinar like this is more powerful than just a webinar with the screen and an audio. You have a video now, you have the screenshot, and you have an audio. My own studio. So I started looking at things that I could do. And whether you have a budget to create your own studio, it's irrelevant. Right now with the iPhone 6 coming out, and you can get a Rode 6 mic for $60, there's so many things you can do on a very tight budget and make your message heard. So you got to start looking at how can you duplicate yourself. I talked to Jen Fleischer today. She's spending so much time managing her gym that she's unable to work on her brand. So she's just selling her time. And she's giving and giving and giving. I've been asked nonstop to tour everywhere. And what I have to look at is, where am I going to tour? What's the purpose of it? How does it benefit the overall mission? And how can we together make the greatest difference? And when I tour, what cost is that to me and my energy? and the overgrowth. And then based upon that, I can make that decision. So that's my invitation to you with your blind spot. Look at how you can focus on that and those three questions. Okay, the next one. Let me clear these things. Is who's your perfect customer? We are at an event, Ryan Brown and I, about 3.5 weeks ago. And I was listening to a great marketer talk about their perfect customer. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, it makes so much sense. So remember when I created Venice, okay, in 1999, next to Gold Gym Venice, and I created the program for everyone on this webinar. People like me and you, people that are already health conscious, that were looking for the final missing ingredients to take their body and health to the next level. Well, what did we do? 2003, 2004, even though we grew, we had to fight the battle for the weight loss market. We tried to take on the weight loss space when in actuality, it's never really been a weight loss plan. Can you lose weight doing it? You bet you can. We know that. But the entry point is so hard. And this is why you see the evolution of the 8-week plan. So what I started seeing when I look at the numbers, Body Confidence has sold over 100,000 copies. I don't know the numbers, but it's in the hundred thousands now when we look at delivery of the book. But we can clearly see that who bought the book are the fitness toning people, not the weight loss people. Some weight loss people who got so frustrated or had a autoimmune challenge like Abby did with fibromyalgia or Crohn's or things like that, then they gravitate to it because they're looking for something. But basically, there's two perfect customers. And that's why when I pitched Why Kids Make You Fat to Nancy Hancock, she said, Mark, you need a new plan. I said, you know, I used to use this plan, as I've shared before, for elite people. But what I realized, it's a phenomenal weight loss plan, Detox, Ignite, and Thrive. And that's really how the 8-week plan started. So if you look at these two things, and you're going to see this is why I say the wave coming, because I believe what we have now is a solution for all. See, Weight Watchers stops at losing weight. CrossFit and Paleo is only fitness. Our company, the Venice Nutrition Umbrella, and each of you and your brands and your businesses together, we have a turnkey solution for the weight loss audience that leads them into the toning fitness audience and beyond. And what you'll start seeing is that as many books as all of the thousands upon thousands of copies of Body Confidence have sold, I predict that it will be 5 times to 10 times greater because Why Kids Make You Fat will be a driver for that. And the campaign we have behind that together is going to be super, super powerful. So let's talk about the weight loss education. And this is what I want you to start thinking about. Who's your customer? This is what Venice and Why Kids Make You Fat. So your customer may be unique. And Paula, her customer is a little different. Jen Fleischer's customer is a little different. We all teach the same philosophy overall, but we have our own message in essence too. So weight loss education, Why Kids Make You Fat and the 8-week plan is the product. 30 to 55 female. Now before it was, oh, what about the men? Don't worry, the perfect customer is not alienating people. It's speaking to that customer. And then by speaking to that customer, you're gonna naturally bleed into everybody else. That's 20 to 40 pounds overweight. My sister is a perfect example of this. Family oriented and desperately wants to get her previous body back. She's dieted before and is ready for a long-term solution. As a mom, time no longer exists and every day is full of frustration with the lack of knowing how to make her health work. She is willing to do it, just needs the tools that are presented in a simple and realistic way so it works for her and her family. That is the perfect customer for Why Kids Make You Fat in the 8-week plan. Now you might be saying, and please don't fall the victim like I did, I want my plan to work for everybody. It's not that it doesn't work for everybody, guys. It's that you have to speak to one person. You have to develop your strategy based upon the person you want to speak to. That is the lane we are driving with Why Kids Make You Fat and the 8-week plan. That's the lane. Now, our husbands are going to come on? You bet. Our kids going to come on? Yes. It just naturally happens. Our 20-year-old's going to come on? Yes. You've seen this in the 8-week run group. Mom does it. They bring their daughters on board or their sons. So my point is, it's not alienating people. It's speaking to that. Kelly Timmerman, she didn't have to lose 20 pounds, maybe 15, but she brought her husband, Mark Timmerman, down 50 plus pounds. Now, toning and fitness education is Body Confidence and Venice Nutrition. Now, that's men and women, 30 to 55, 5 to 20 pounds from where they want to be, are already committed to their health, looking for the missing ingredients to put it all together and take their body and health to the next level. Those are our two perfect customers. Now, we have two perfect customers for Health Pros as well. I'm not going to share that tonight because this is about you speaking to your audience. So what I'd like you to think about right now, and let's spend a minute. So I'd like you to think about who's your perfect customer. What is your message? And the example I'm going to give you is Paula Lippert, who, you know, phenomenal leader of the Venice Nutrition Health Professional Division, dear friend, who just had a birthday. So everyone give her a happy birthday, Paula. Paula sat in my office and we talked about who's your perfect customer. She's like, well, I love Venice. I love why kids. I go, Paula, we already know that. That will be part of your message, but who do you want to speak to? And we looked at her site and, you know, Paula's 54. Paula looks amazing for 54. She's had hormone challenges, all of these things. Hopefully she's cool with me sharing this stuff, but she's had all these challenges. And that's, to me, that's the audience she needs to speak to. Because people that are 50 plus, men, they want to be like Paula. Your perfect customer you have to be the inspiration to them. Paula said, Mark, I don't want to be an exercise person. I go, why should you be an exercise person? Paula's got an amazing husband. She's raised three phenomenal kids. One's a doctor. Another's in med school. One's a freshman at UGA. She's lived a life. She has expertise. She can share that message with the world. She doesn't need to create an 8-week plan. She doesn't need to write a book, Body Confidence. She can create her own tools and leverage the ones that already exist. And then guess what? All of us together with our list and our network, we'll promote Paula because she's promoting us because we're all still teaching the same overall philosophy with our own spin. That's the power. See, as you just saw here, the perfect customer that Venice speaks to and that Why Kids Make You Fat speak to, it's probably different than the perfect customer you're speaking to. Maybe a little crossover, but what is the message you want to share with the world? So that's the next challenge. First step was analyze your blind spot. Second step was who's your perfect customer. So let's look at someone. I mean, let's give you a minute. I just want you to give a minute to take it all in and jot down three bullet points of the customer you want to drive to. I know Tracy Reagan has a different one than Mark Reagan. So that maybe there's two different aspects. Because you'll see on the Mark Mac site when I show you is there's a Health Pro tab and then there's a consumer place. But let's see. Show me some bullet points here before we move to the next slide. Who wants to share? Eleanor. Let's see what she says. Someone realistic, motivated, and ready to be educated. Okay, so Eleanor, I love that. But I want you to dig down and start with that. But let's get specific. So give me three specific bullet points about that, Eleanor. Sex, age, goal. Like, let's focus on that so you do that because realistic, motivated, ready to be educated can be part of it. But let's really dive it down. Let's see what Dan says. Dan's great. Female, brides 20 to 30 years old. Perfect. Now, Dan, flesh out some more for me on that. Carrie, professional women age 40 to 60. Okay, Carrie, I like that. Professional women age 40 to 60, but what are you going to do with that now? Where do you take that? Lilia, female. So that's a start. Sherry McCann, stay-at-home moms, 40 to 50 years old. So Sherry, that's a very narrow path. So if it's stay-at-home mom that age, really explain why that is and start looking at what are you going to speak to them at. Middle-aged women athletes that had struggled through menopause and thyroid problems. Okay, Sharon, that's the best. You and Dan are the best so far with specific. Cammie, female age 18 to 40. Okay, Cammie, what's the message to them? Baby boomer age 46 to 64. What's the message and what's the spin? Over 50 female wants to drop meds. Arnold, that's specific. Executive professionals, 30 to 50. Okay, so this is what, let's do one more. Jennifer Fleischer, female, 29 to 60, mother's fitness is a priority. Okay, to me right now, that's the best that I've seen. Mark Regan, moms formerly active in the workforce. Okay, that's Tracy Regan. That's perfect. That's very good too. Jerry Ziffer. Jerry, I'm going to get to that one because that one's long. So I'll come back to that one, but repost that one. Jill Gregory, high school athletes. Okay, so what I'm going to ask you all to do is start looking at what's your perfect customer, how are you going to speak to that customer, and is that market actually profitable for you and your business? So Jill, I love athletes. I love high school athletes. The challenge is this, is when you deal with kids, and I know a lot of us, we talk about helping children. Obviously, you know, that's one of my passions. But my goal isn't to speak to kids. My goal is to speak to the parents. When you start dealing with athletes, high school athletes in particular, not only do you have to sell the coach and the athletes, then they have to sell their parents most likely. So start looking at what's the easiest entry point and what's the message you can share. Now, you can do spin-off plans based upon your perfect customer, but I would look at what's the most specific you can be that's going to allow you to systematically build your business based upon where you are. So if I was a single man and my goal was to only speak to females, that could be a little bit difficult if I'm not in a relationship or I don't have kids and I haven't lived. If I'm a 20-year-old guy, but I'm a 42-year-old man, obviously I've coached a lot of women, my wife, Abby, we have Hunter. So I can move in that demographic and I can speak to that. And why kids make you fat is for men and women, but my perfect customer is really speaking to that mom, which is why there's a female voice involved in as well. Venice, men and women. So it's making sure that as you develop your perfect customer, you're really speaking to that. So that's your second assignment. First one in September is your blind spot. Second is your perfect customer. Any questions on that before I go on? Make sense to everybody? Okay. And what I'm going to share with you is without getting your blind spot and finding your perfect customer, I guarantee you, you'll continue to not grow at the rate you want to with your business. Guarantee you. These are crucial things, more important than anything. Now, the third thing is this, and this is, everyone take a breath right now, because this will be a little challenging for some of you. I'm going to ask you in this month, and I'm going to hold you accountable for our October webinar, that I'm going to want every single person here to create their own opt-in product. And then we are going to share each other's products that we've created. So the three best products we're going to feature on this webinar. And then in addition, we're going to start sending emails and promoting as well through our own list. So what I'm going to ask is this. Your opt-in product can be as simple as an ebook. Paula and I talked about her as she develops her perfect customer. I said you can write a 20-page PDF. So based on your perfect customer, this is not your business. This is something you're giving away for free. So it could be an ebook. It can be a podcast series. You can get, look at my iPhone right here. You can get your iPhone. You can get a Rode 6 mic and you can download a $2.99 app for high definition audio and you can do a 4-series podcast, 20 minutes. And then you just package in an audio file and you give that as an opt-in. You can do a video series. You get your iPhone, you get a little stand, you get your Rode 6 mic and you do your own little video series. You can do a webinar series. You can take on a GoToWebinar membership for $99 a month, or you can shop around and you can record your own 4-thing webinar series. If you're into health and fitness, you can create your own workout system. Jen Fleischer, you can do your own 4-part video workout series. My point is based upon your perfect customer, I'm going to ask each of you to create your own product. And based upon if you accomplish this, we're going to see where you really are with the skin in the game. Do you really want to build your brand, or are you just saying you want to build your brand? Do you really want to actually build your business, or are you just saying you want to build your business? It's September 10th right now. There's 30 days in September, so you have 20 days to define your blind spot, determine who your perfect customer is. It doesn't mean it can't change, but really dive into it and create the product that's going to speak to that customer. How does that sound to everyone? Who's in for that? Yes or no? Howard's all in. Sherry's in. Pepper's in. Kim's in. Marion's in. Dan Miller's in. Mark Regan, Tracy Regan's in. Sharon's in. Hillary's in. Jen Fleischer, it's on. Lilia's in. Okay, Cammie's in. Sonia's in. Hillary's in. Carrie's in. Rhonda's in. Arnold's in. Curtis is in. Jill Gregory is nervous, but she's in. Jerry Ziffer, he's going to be in. I know he's going to be in. His computer crashed. So my point is this. If you're not doing this, you're not able to really build your brand. I want to be crystal clear. Can you build a coaching business? Yes. But guess what's going to happen? Everyone wants clients. And whether it's now or a year from now or 2 years from now, you're going to say, man, I just need some time. I'm so tired because you give so much energy. I love coaching clients, but I don't want to feel like it's all I need to do. It's all I have to do. I want freedom. I want to be able to help people, but at a higher level. If you don't think that's true, talk to Jen Fleischer, talk to Paul Lippert, talk to people that have built practices. You know, that's what happened to me in 2003. I loved it. We had six practices and it just seemed like it was more and more work. So you got to get sharper, better at what you do. The microphone is Rode 6. You can get it specifically Rode 6 and you get it specifically for an iPhone. You can Google it, go to Amazon. Okay, so those are going to be the three things. Now, these are the tasks. I'm going to recap and then I'm going to show you the Mark McDonald site. Discover your blind spot. So that's the first thing. Define your perfect customer. Second thing. Create your opt-in product speaking to your perfect customer. Now, this is the thing. I want to make it clear. You know that we have a partnership with Brand Life Marketing. We did that with Ryan Brown because I didn't want to create an umbrella of Venice Nutrition that made web pages. I didn't want to do that. So we created an opt-in opportunity Ryan did with his company that you can dive into. Now, if you don't want to use Ryan or you want to have your own web page, do whatever you want. But this is what I'm going to ask of you. You need to create a lead page and an opt-in, and it needs to be clean and tight. If you think you're just going to spend $50, you could do like a lead page, $49 a month. But if you're going to just do something yourself and expect people to want to be part of that or for us to promote that, we can't do that because it represents you. So what I'm going to invite you to do is this. You can get a landing page. You can go to lead pages right now. And they have templates like $49 a month. You can do something with, what's it called? It's a monkey. I forget the name of it. Ryan can text it to me, but it's monkey email and you can get 2,000 people free on your list. So you can do that. You can dive into it. But if you want it all in one spot, Ryan has an offer for MailChimp. Cammy, thank you. I love that everybody knows it. So you can go to lead pages. Immediately, you can take on a lead page. You can do MailChimp. And with that, your first 2,000 are free. And you could start hitting your list right away. Now, if you need more help, then Ryan's offering, I think it's a $500 package. You simply go to Brand Life Marketing, go to this page. I know that we offered offers before for big sites, but if you're looking for just a lead page, which everyone should have by the end of September, I want to repeat that. Everyone should have that, whether you're using Ryan or you're going to lead pages using MailChimp. But what I'm going to look at is I'd like all of you to email that, post it on the Coaches Network, and we support each other. And we give feedback. I want you throughout this whole process, starting right now tonight, I want you to post in the Coaches Network. I want you to ask ideas. I want you to share what your customer is. I want us all to work together so that by October 1st, every single person on this webinar has their blind spot uncovered, knows their perfect customer, and has their free opt-in, and has a lead page and a mail delivery system up. Guys, I get it can be overwhelming. I need to tell you how important this is. If you want to be part of this wave, if you want to continue building, you need to seize the moment now. It doesn't really cost you anything. You can do lead pages for $49 a month, I think, and MailChimp's free. It's just you got to put the time aside. Development takes a little bit of effort. Put it there and make it happen. Okay? Now, is everyone up for that? Can we agree to that? Blind spot, perfect customer, opt in, and set up a lead page and email. Everyone there? Cammy's new. Oh, Cammy goes to the Facebook Venice Nutrition Coaches Network. And welcome, Cammy. Okay, we're all in. Okay, so now, hold on one sec. Let me exit out of this. So if you go to markmcdonald.tv now, I'm going to pull it up. You're going to see. So hold on. I'm going to stop the screen for a second. I'm going to show you the difference here. So as you've seen, we've been working. I got to put this in. Okay, we've been working on WordPress sites, opt-ins, all of these things. So once again, as I shared with what Alex Ochoa told me, great in the field that we're great in, we need a better online presence. We have phenomenal network speaking, all of that stuff, but we need a better online presence. We're too big to not have the online presence that we need. So we started this development with the Martin McDonald TV site. The Venice site is being redone as I'm speaking right now. And we're going to launch it November 1st. We're going to launch the new version of the software, which you are guys going to love, and the new site. And let me tell you, it's going to be really cool. And the Why Kids Make You Fat is going to be launching very soon too. So when we look at this, I want to show you. So this was the Martin McDonald TV site that we launched. And we went through it, built it. And then as I started going through it, I started getting mentoring with it. I started saying, okay, this site to me doesn't lead anyone anywhere. So when you look at your lead page, online marketing is very simple. It's not one-on-one coaching. It's not us talking for an hour. Okay. It's very simple. Your goal is you want people to click and you reward them for the click. Click, reward, click, reward. Free stuff. Sometimes you sell. It's about building a list, building an authentic message. So when I look at this site doesn't speak to the perfect customer. So when I got back, I said, the functionality, what Vaughn has done behind it is phenomenal. But the front end needs to be sharper. So within 1 week, what we did is we redesigned everything based upon the perfect customer. And I want everyone to see the difference here. So you see the site right now. This is going to be the look of the, it's not finalized. There'll be changes. The new video is not there. This is on our testing environment, but this will be the feel of it. So everyone look at the difference between the Martin McDonald TV site and then this new one. Now, if you look at the difference on it, let's just read that. Right here, what do I do? Right here, very simple, get your body back. As you see, Why Kids Make You Fat and How to Get Your Body Back. Home, meet Mark, books, blog, health pros, Venice Nutrition is up there. And then I wrote an ebook that's a mixture of Venice, and I'm not selling, but this is free. So right here, you get very simple. You're gonna opt in to get the free book. So I'm hoping everyone can see the difference of the sites and the message. That's what a lead page is all about. An online presence, it's kind of what I had to learn with Body Confidence. As I said, the Toning Fitness crew love it. We've had such a following from that side. The weight loss crew depends on where they are. Needed to get better at speaking to them where they are. Online, you have seconds to make an impact. So you need to be better at developing that list. Someone put social media as something they're missing. Social media without a lead page and an opt-in is going to do nothing for you. We brought on a new social media guru, Alex's daughter. You will see a whole new social media platform develop. So what you'll see these next 3 months, and you can call me in December and see, you're going to see September, October, November, you're going to see an entire new online presence created with the Martin McDonald site, the Venice Nutrition site, which is the big brand, and the Why Kids Make You Fat. And you'll see a whole new online presence with social media too. We're pulling it all in for a powerful January tour leading up to the launch of the book, April 28th. And we're close. We had some really big news that I'm close to. Something we've been working on for the past 3 months that I'm excited to share when I can, because it's going to be massive for all of us. But right there, I hope you can see the difference with that. And then right here, they click the video and there'll be a little video from there. Does everyone see the difference on that? And I love this. So Sharon says, love the evolution. This is my commitment to you. Be careful when you follow and work with people. When you're looking at a mentor. So Alex Ochoa is an internet mentor for me. He's someone that I listen to and trust because he's done it before. You have to make sure that you've done it. So a lot of what we're doing, I've done and I'm continually doing. Many of you have done and you're continually doing. So my invitation to you is understand that as you enter new boundaries, as you challenge yourself, expand yourself, make sure that you're taking feedback based upon what works. We looked at what works and then we said, we know what works. We know our perfect customer. So we have to design the site for that. Why do we have a yellow and an orange site when our perfect customer is female? That is not a female color. So it's not what works for me. It's not what Mark likes. It's what our customer likes. And then it has to have my vibe on it because I have to like it, but I have to speak to the person that we're trying to attract so that we can help them. Okay. Hopefully that makes sense to everyone. I believe it does. Let me go back up to our recap and then we're going to go right to Q&A. So my invitation to you is this. In September, I'm asking the most I've ever asked of any of you at all. I'm challenging you to make this happen because I understand what it means for your business and brand. And what you do will determine whether you really want to build your business or brand. Number one, you have to dive in your blind spot. So for the next 2 days, that's what I would focus on. As well as over the weekend, I would dive into your perfect customer. I'd carve out 5 hours of your day. I would say, if your family's there, hey, I need a little break. I got to work on this and get into a quiet space and do your work on this because it's that important. Then the hardest part, you got to create your opt-in. You got to create your product. Ebook, simple PDF. Don't worry about being hard. Write on a Word doc and then making an ebook. Just get it done. Or audio file, webinar, video, create something. And if it's an audio webinar or video, it should be a 4-part series or a 3-part series. Then set up the lead page and the email strategy based upon that. You can use Ryan, who's phenomenal. He's going to make it much easier. Or you can go rogue, go MailChimp, not rogue, but MailChimp, lead pages, and figure it out yourself. Either way, let's focus on it. And it come October, everyone who's accomplished that, I'll have 5 new tasks for you that will take that brand that you just created to a whole nother level. Okay, everyone in? Are we good to go before we wrap this up? Okay, fantastic. So I'm gonna stay for Q&A, but everyone, hey, as I opened up this webinar and I shared the story about me playing collegiate soccer, there is waves in life and there's moments to seize. This next year will be probably the hardest that I'm ever gonna work in my life. I've said this before, but I'll tell you right now, this next year is the year that we can make a significant impact and difference in the world. I see it, I understand it, and the foundation is laid. Now it's time for us to together to rock it, and we need all of us to do it. Thanks, everyone. Have a great, wonderful night, and I'm going to stop the recording. We'll go right to the Q&A. Let's rock this. Make September your month. Take on the tasks.